Welcome to the Sunday morning podcast from Kingdom Faith Church in Crawley.
Always it's honor and privilege to be with you. And I proclaim before I start preaching that UK belongs to Jesus. Amen. Amen? We believe in that. We trust the Lord and He's going to lead us. You know, today I would like to start with a funny story about a woman. She was complaining about her husband all the time. And she went to her doctor and she said, I have a problem with my husband. And he said, what is your problem, lady? She said, my husband, he speaks all night, even while he's sleeping. What I can do for him? The doctor looked at her and told her, give him a chance to speak in the daytime. He will not speak at night. So, you know, I'm not allowed to speak at home. So my wife suggested to be a pastor and speak wherever you want, all over the world. So today I'm thankful that I'm here. I'm going to preach. I'm married to Nasreen, to one wife, and that is more than enough. I have two children. Solomon is 26 years old, and he graduated as a software engineering. Nardine is 20 years old, and she started just 1 month ago in Tel Aviv University studying her business management. We, as Pastor mentioned, you know, we are leading church Home of Jesus the King Church in Nazareth. Why we do it, or why we call it Home of Jesus? Because we do believe that Jesus had home in the past. He's still today with this small church, and He will until He comes back again. And the Lord is coming back today. Amen? Amen. No, I can't hear him. Are you planning for anything else? You know, it's very pleasure to be here. And this is, you know, a second time in UK. Second or third? Third. But we've been in Manchester, we've been in Liverpool. But yesterday we just arrived to this wonderful city and we like it so much. We feel so comfortable here, going between, you know, the people and greeting people, meeting lovely people. So our ministry is focusing on one new man. And I will share my testimony afternoon, because this morning I would like to share with you the Word of God, because it's very important to understand the Word of God. And today we will have a short journey from the Old Testament, you know, through the book of Exodus 33, and we will jump to Ezekiel and then to the New Testament. So fasten your belt, because God is going to speak to every one of us. And this morning, I would like to speak about four levels of faith and relation with God. And all of them was mentioned in the same chapter in the book of Exodus. And I will mention the verses, but I will not have time to read it to finish all the four levels. And we can see that God is speaking to Moses in an amazing way. Many times, we don't have time for the silent prayer. What I mean with silent prayer, that you get into your room, you close your door, and just listen to God. Always, we are busy, you know, to ask God requests and asking for solution for our problems. But sometimes, you need time with the Lord to speak to you. And there is many ways that He speaks to us. So God is speaking to Moses in an amazing way in the three verses, in Exodus 33 and the first three verses. And God is telling Moses amazing, you know, story about protection. He's telling Moses, I'm with you. I'm going to protect you. I'm going to send my angels to be with you, but I will not be in the middle. And that level, I call it the baby level. It's the beginning of our faith when we start to accept Jesus in our life and to grow. And baby level, it's the most important level in our life when we accept the Lord as a Savior and we start to follow Him. But unfortunately, many believers prefer to stay in the first level. Why? Because it's comfortable. That is the comfort area that you spend all your time depending on others. You know what the babies do when they need anything? They just wah! And all of us run. Maybe you need food, maybe you need whatever. You know, this is the way for many believers to stay, you know, comfort in the first level. And they prefer to drink milk all their life. They want to see miracles. They want to see the hand of God in their life. Everything that happened, they go to the pastor, please pray for me. Every day. And they want to stay there because that is comfortable for them. The Bible level is important, but you should not stay there. You should not stay all your life drinking milk. You need to grow by faith. And growing by faith, that means reading the Word of God, spending time with the Lord, spending more time in your war room where you spend time with the Lord, reading your Bible and asking God to show you what is your gift. How many believers, you know, they don't know until today, years and years they spend in the church, they don't know their gift. Yeah. If you don't know, ask God to show you. No one in the church, it's a coincidence. You are here for a purpose that God's going to use you. And this level, the baby level, you know, depend on miracles, depend on things that, you know, you want to see the glory of God. It's not, you know, I'm not against, I'm with, but not all your life. What if miracles stopped? What if, you know, for a period that we, maybe you will not experience the hand of God with you. That will take you a level of doubt with your relation with God. Why? Because you trust, you know, just the miracles and the angels and the supernatural life. God wants you to trust in His word. That is the basic of our, you know, faith. Why the baby level? You know, baby level, when, how do we know our children is growing? That is the level when they start to walk. When they grow, and 1 year after your baby is not walking, you start to worry. Can you imagine if I send my daughter to the university with a bottle of milk? She will get in there. They will think two things. One, or she is crazy, or her family is crazy. We can meet in our life people in the church for years and years and years, spending in the church without any growth. And when you talk to them, they blame who? You know, Jesus is the greatest teacher in our life. He had 12 disciples. One of them is Judah. Look what happened with him. So the problem wasn't with the, you know, shepherd. It was with the sheep itself. So don't throw your problems and your complaining on others. You need to build yourself. You need to have the milk and to grow. And if I want to compare these verses, you know, I'll take you to Ezekiel 47, verse 3. And all of us know the story. That's the water arrived to the ankle. And what that means, that is the first level. Because when babies start to walk, they depend on their ankle. That shows up that they are growing and become strong. Yeah. Many times the devil is trying to deceive us. You don't need to read the Word of God. It's okay. It's enough to read one verse a day. You will grow automatically. I want to see one family here not giving their children 1 month of food. No one will do it because they know that he will die. The same with believers. You need to pass this level. And that is through the relation with God. And if I want to compare this, I will go to the book of Mark, chapter 9 and verse 24. You know, when this man was shouting to Jesus, but he had doubt with, you know, faith. And he said to Jesus, I believe, help my unbelief. All of us, sometimes we are in doubt. Many of us, we run, we don't know where we are going to. We don't know who we are. We lost our identity as Christians. If you don't know who you are, you will be controlled by others. How many of you watch, you know, the program Winnie the Pooh? All of us, we did. Okay? So Winnie the Pooh, it's not just a program. It's telling us about different personalities that we meet every day. You know, we have Tiger all the time jumping and happy. We have Figler. We have Winnie. But there's one. His name is Eeyore. Do you know Eeyore, the donkey? You know, always he's sad. Always he, you know, complain. Oh, this is my birthday. No one care. No one ask. I'm alone. Do you know how many Eeyores we have around us? So if you are controlled by these people, you will stay in the baby level. How many times you go out of your home and you see someone else and you say directly, God, not this morning, please. Why? Because you know that's all the positive energy that God gave to you in your altar. It will be stolen by these people. Get these people out of your elevator. You know, we are controlled by people. But, you know, you need to understand that if you stay in the baby level, you will not grow. Always you are in doubt. Always you are thinking that you are less than others. You are the Son of God. Do you know who you are? Do you know, do you recognize your identity in Christ? Yes. Yes. Amen. That makes you different. Who we are. The Bible says that we are the fruits of the empty tomb. We are priests and we are servants and disciples of Jesus. Right. We are the church of God. Yes. And the gates of hell shall not, will not, and cannot prevail against us. Yes. That's what the Bible says. And what the Bible said is the truth. Yes. If the Bible said that, you know, Jonah swallow the whale, I will believe it. Because God put his word, and I should believe in the word of God. But staying on this level, if you stay in the baby level, one day you will reach worshiping the golden calf. You will be lost for 40 years in the wilderness. You don't know what you are doing. You will be in captivity because you are not strong enough. And you know, the devil, he tried to attack you on this level to stop your growth. Let's jump to the second level. In the book of Exodus 33 and verse 7. You know, God is asking, you know, if you want more relation with me, you need to do a very important thing. To go outside the tent to the camp, outside of the camp to the tent. You have this relation with God, and that's referred to the church. You know, many believers today, they said, okay, I believe in God, I love the Lord, I want to serve him, but don't tell me about church. I don't want to go to church. The pastor is so bad. He steals our money. And they judge and they judge and they judge. You know, you need to understand that we have three altars in our life. No one of them is ignored. First one is personal altar. It's between you and God. That's what Jesus said. Get into your room, close your door, and pray for your Father in heaven. That is personal altar. And the most important, because it's the root. If the root is okay, no one sees you. I can't see the roots of any tree outside. But if the root is deep down and know to take the water and the food, I will grow and I will have a fruit. Yeah. The second altar is what Joshua said. For me and my house, we shall serve the Lord. It's the family altar. When you woke up, don't tell me I don't have time. Everyone can make time. If we want, we can. When we started with our family, our two children, every morning, 7 a.m., we wake up, we gather together, we read the Word of God, and we pray. Do you know why we pray? Because the devil is waiting for you outside of your door. He will not attack sinners. He will attack you and your family. So you need a protection. But the third altar is the church. And you are not wiser than Jesus when he said, I will build my church. Every one of us needs the church. And we come here because we belong to one family. That level is higher from the first one. And that level, if I want to compare it with Ezekiel 47 and verse 4, that says the water arrived to the... I can't hear you.
Knees.
Why? Why at this level the water arrived to the knees? Because when we start this relation with God and we start to come to the church, we start what? Spending time praying. How many hours you spend praying? How many minutes? How many seconds? If you love the Lord and you tell me that you don't have time to pray or to spend time with God, I think there is something wrong. You know, when I was engaged with Nisreen, I was waiting for every moment to spend time with her. Even, I remember, you know, we don't have snow, but once it was, you know, when I was engaged with her and it was snowing. And when it's snowing, you know, everything is blocked in Israel. No cars, we are not, you know, prepared for snow. But she said, I wish that you are here. You know, it's about 35 minute walk. I put on my clothes. I walk all the way from my home to her home to be with her because I love her and I want to spend time with her. I didn't care for the circumstances. And if you love the Lord and you tell me you don't have time to spend with him, there's something wrong. This relation, you know, take us to a higher level than the first one. But today we are living in crazy days. We want everything quick. You can get in a kiosk and have a sandwich in just 3 minutes. I remember my mom, it was taking for her 3 hours to cook. Not anymore. Everything we do it quickly. And we don't have time for our children. And after that we ask why they are growing in this way. Your children is your responsibility. You are not forced to bring children to this world. But if you brought them, you are forced to educate them the Word of God. And this level, you know, take us to Matthew 14, verse 31. That's when Peter, you know, doubt. When he was focusing in Jesus, he's walking in the water. But when he get in doubt, he started to sing. And Jesus said to him, oh, little faith, where you doubt. Doubt is very important in our life to know that it's the weapon of the devil against us. Many of us, we lost the authority. Today, many churches, they can say we have gold and silver. But unfortunately, they can't say in the name of Jesus, rise up. Oh, yeah. How are you talking about miracles? It was a long time ago, not anymore. Come on. Jesus is yesterday, today, forever. And I believe that he's still moving. If I want to share with you, I remember one of the stories that, you know, one of our members, he had a cancer. And he was invited for a surgery because the cancer was on the veins on his head. And he was suffering from a lot of pain. And I went to the hospital before the surgery. And we were talking, and I was praying for him. And the doctor came. And he said, I was, you know, with my ministry clerk. And he said to me, I know who you are, but don't give him a lot of hope. He will live maximum 3 to 6 months. And I looked at the doctor and I said, I ignore every negative word you say. And he was in the surgery for 8 hours. 8 hours, the doctor went out. And he said, can I talk to you? I said, yeah, no problem. What is it? He said, we opened in his head and we found that, you know, the cancer was dry and fall down. And we didn't need to do anything. But the problem is not here. The problem that all the cells of cancer that was spread in his body disappeared. And this is all the glory to God. And that's, you know, it was about maybe 7 years ago. And he's still alive, serving God and loving God. We do believe that God is moving, but you need to follow God. Don't put your plan and ask the Lord to bless it. Yes. Ask the Lord about his plans. Yes. You know, I heard a nice story about this, about two persons that were working at the company fixing roofs. And where they were invited to fix one of the roofs in a building with 40 floors. When they arrived at the building, The elevator was out of order. So one asked the other, what we do? He said, no many options. We go through the stairs. Oh, it's 40 floors. No many options. Let's do it. And for more than 40 minutes going up to the, you know, top, they reached the top. They reached the roof. They sat down exhausted. And one hugged the other and they said, I have a good news and I have a bad news. What do you want me to start with? He said, start with the good news. I'm exhausted. Said, the good news, we reached the roof. And that man said, hallelujah. So what's the bad news? He said, we are in the wrong building. How many of us do the same? When God calls you for a mission, he knows what he's doing. And listen to me for the next sentence, because it's very important. If you walk with God and you expect normal life, you are on the wrong path. Yeah. You want me to repeat it? If you walk with God and you expect normal life, you are on the wrong path. Sometimes up, sometimes down. And that is a good sign. What that mean? The heart is beating. If it's one line, you're dead. And you know what? You're going to see the glory of God here. In heaven, you know, I feel jealous, sister, from your, you know, voice. You are a great singer. May God bless you. I'm trying to be one of the singers because in heaven, you know, preachers and pastors will be in the back. Who's going to be in front? Amen. Worship teams, because they're going to be worshiping God. But I hope we will have good voice. Don't you think? I think so. Okay. This is the second level. You know, we need to grow by faith. And we need to understand that God is taking us from level to level. And if I want to grow by faith, need to understand that there is a purpose God put in my life. I should fulfill it. Amen. There is a calling in your life. You can't walk with someone that he doesn't know where he's going to. And unfortunately, many believers today, they are following people and not God. And I do believe that the Lord is doing miracles in these days. The third level, Exodus 33 and verse 11. The Bible says that Joshua, son of Nun, a young man would not depart from the tent. Ooh, ooh. Joshua, everybody went home. Go and sleep. Have some rest. No. I want to stay with in the house of the Lord. Why, Joshua? I want a higher level. I don't want to be like others. I want more relation with God. Okay, maybe you can have some, you know, time to see, you know, some friends with the family. Every meeting is over. No, I'm staying because I'm waiting for the Lord. And to wait for the Lord is the most difficult part in our life. You know, I like fishing. Yeah, I do. Every time I'm in Norway, I'm go fishing one day. Because fishing is like praying. You have three answers. Yes, get fish. No, and wait. And the most difficult part is to wait. Because we are impatient. We want everything quickly. And you know, we can see Joshua waiting for the Lord. And that level is higher from the first and the second one. Why? Because he's asking for a new anointing in his life. And I'm warning you this morning. Don't ask for new anointing in your life if you are not ready to pay the price and the sacrifices. I didn't want to be a pastor. Because I know the suffering. I didn't want to have a church. But God's ways is different from ours. He doesn't choose the perfect, he chooses the willing. Yeah. Everyone can be a pastor. Just shared that with, you know, our brother yesterday. But not everyone can be a shepherd. Right. And you can feel the heart.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, amen.
Joshua was, searching for a higher level from the first and the second. And look what happened. One day, God came to Joshua and he said, Joshua, Moses is dead. God, I didn't hear you. What do you say? Who's dead? Moses? What are you talking about? Who's going to lead us to the promised land? He is our leader. He's the one that he's taking us to the promised land. So what we will do now? And God said to Joshua, Joshua, you remember that you were waiting for new anointing in your life? You're going to be the leader. You're going to lead my people to the promised land. Two different generations. I introduce myself as Joshua generation. Why? Because there is difference between Moses and Joshua. All of us know the story of Moses when he stands in front of the Red Sea. You know that Pharaoh and his soldiers coming to kill them, and the sea is in front of them, and he was shouting to God. I like this story because, you know, if you read it, you enjoy that relation between Moses and God. And God is saying to Moses, why are you shouting to me? Give an order to the sea. And what happened? When he shouted and he asked the Lord, God make way for the Israeli people to pass through the Red Sea. But let's see what happened with Joshua. Joshua is leading his people and they want to pass Jordan River. And he asked the Lord for a miracle that they can pass. And he asked for a miracle, but what happened? Nothing. No miracle, Joshua. So what we will do? He said, when you carry the Ark of the Covenant and you stop walking, when your feet step on the water, the miracle will happen.
Yeah, come on.
And that's called faith.
Yeah.
That is totally different from Moses. Moses asked for a miracle and it happened. People passed. But Joshua asked for a miracle. Nothing happened. Why? Because God wants to see you moving by faith.
Yeah.
Faith is your weapon.
Yeah.
And the miracle happened. And this level You know, if I want to compare it with Ezekiel 47 and verse 4, you know, the Bible said that, you know, the water arrived to the waist. Why? It's time, if I put my belt, you know, to make sure that my pants will not go to and touch, you know, the floor and be dirty. You know, this time when I'm going out from my home, it's time for ministering. It's time to go outside of your home to minister and to share the gospel. That's what the Lord is asking us to do. And that needs a higher level of faith. And if I want to compare it with Matthew 15, verse 28, you know, when Jesus said to the non-Jewish woman, he said to her, "Oh, woman, great is your faith." Yeah. What your level, what is the level that you're standing in? You know, sometimes we fear. Sometimes we are in doubt. Sometimes we are shy to share our faith. I remember I was invited to one of the universities in Israel from one of the friends to pray. And he invited me and I agree. And when I arrived there, we were four people. Atheist, me, a Muslim sheikh, and rabbi, Jewish rabbi. And this, you know, the manager of this event, he said to me, "Pastor Salim, would you like to pray first or last?" And I prayed in my heart. I said, "God, you want me to pray first or last?" And the Lord said to me, "Salim, I want you to pray last to fix all the mess that's going to happen." Yeah. And the atheist, you know, start to pray in the name of the mountains, the rivers, the seas, blah, 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 and amen. I don't know what I mean for, okay? Then the sheikh, you know, prayed in the name of Allah, then the rabbi. And I remember my turn came and I stand in the middle. I raised my hand with a loud voice. And I said, "In the name that above all the other names. In the name who healed. In the name of my Savior. And my Redeemer, Jesus Christ, I pray." And I was proud of my Savior. I'm not ashamed. Many of us, when we ask about the three cross that was in the Mount of Golgotha, when you ask a believer or a Christian man, he said, "Two for the thieves and one for?" No, for not for Jesus, for you. It's your cross. But we take it for granted. Jesus. No, it's not for Jesus. He walked all the way to be in this cross so you will be free. The Son of God became a slave, so the slave will be the Son of God. Can you imagine? What a sacrifice he did for us. So what are we doing for him? How are we leading the new generation? The fourth level. It's in the book of Exodus 33 and verse 18. Moses said, "Please, show me your glory." Ooh, 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 ooh. Moses, wait a minute. Be careful of what you're asking. If you go to the biblical Hebrew, you will find that this verse is saying, "Show me yourself. Show me who you are." Moses, maybe you forgot that if you see God, you're going to die. No one see the Lord and still alive. He said, "That is my desire. I want to see him and die. The last thing that I want to see is God's face. And I don't care what's going to happen after." Is this your desire? If you want to see God in moving, you know, when we started our ministry, we start with 20 packages. really, and you know, I will share it from the pulpit. You know, our elders, if you ask them about Pastor Salim, they will say, if we don't know Salim, we will sign that he's crazy. Thanks to God, you know, crazy with the Lord, much better than normal person in the world. Yeah. When we start with the 20 packages, we didn't collect money. We don't have money. And the Lord said to me, I want you to bless 20 families. And I said, God, okay, you want me to do it? That's good, but I don't have money. And the Lord said to me, it's not your business. It's my business. And he showed me where to go. Really, when you walk with God, he's going to show you a lot of things that it's not acceptable for you. Yeah. And when he showed me the man to buy from him the, you know, food, I said, God, do you know this man? He is selfish. He will not give me anything without paying before. I said, I want you to go there. And just to do the request. I went there. And I said to him, I want 20 food packages for 20 needy families. I don't have money, and I don't know when I will have the money to pay you back. And I did like this. Because I know who he is. And suddenly he stand up, and he said, take whatever you want. When you have money, come and pay. And I said, excuse me, I didn't hear you again. Just repeated it again and again. I didn't expect this answer. And we took the 20 packages and we start to distribute. The last package, I'm going up on the stairs and someone is, you know, watching me. He came to me and he said, are you Pastor Celine? And I said, yeah. He said, what is this package? I said, it's something, you know, secret we don't share with everyone. Why? He said, I'm waiting here for you an hour. Because that's what the Lord said to me. And he said to me that I'm going to give you a check for 20 food packages to cover all the needs that you need for this period. This is our Lord. This when we want to see the glory of God. God can listen to our prayers. And that lead us to Ezekiel 47 and verse 5. It was a river that I could not pass through, for the water had risen. It was deep enough to swim. The river of the Holy Spirit. How many of you experience, you know, the relation with the Holy Spirit? You know, if you don't have this relation, you are in the wrong path. Because the Holy Spirit is going to take you for a river that you will be controlled. You are not controlling yourself anymore. You know, I was one of the person that, you know, didn't believe in speaking in tongues. For a long period in my life. And one day I've heard a preaching. And I said, God, if it's from you, I want to experience this. And I get to my war room. And I said, God, today I'm ready. Let's do it. And I did like this. For more than 3 hours, waiting for the Lord to do anything. And I said, you see, there's nothing called speaking in tongues. We were together in a conference. And in the end of the conference, everyone that, you know, was shouting and happy. You know, we felt the Holy Spirit is filling the place. And I said, God, why am I not happy like them? What's going? There's a problem in me. I'm here for you. I give you all my heart. And suddenly I felt that I was carried by the Holy Spirit. He took me to the altar. Then he poured his spirit on me and I started to speak in tongues. In a loud voice. The joy that I experienced, it was totally different. Because I asked the Lord and he gave me because I trust him. Many of us, we start to judge others. And today I'm here just to let you know, never ever he listened to the news what they are saying because they are lying. You want to see the glory of God? You know, Jesus, you know, in the Bible, it was mentioned once, can something good come out of Nazareth? Jesus didn't say, you know, by his spirit, listen to the media. He said, come and see. I wish I have, you know, 20% of you today in our church. You know why? Because there is a lot of work to do. Today we are preparing for Christmas, sharing the good news with Arab and Jews. Today we are preparing 4,000 gifts. We're going to share in a parade, giving them to Arab and Jewish people. And I want to tell you, you are living historical days. A lot of prophets wish to see what you're seeing today. For me, game is over. We are playing in the 5 minutes extra. I kid you not. Look around you. Read Matthew 24.
Yeah.
All the signs that Jesus gave, yeah, fulfilled. One thing is happening, sharing the gospel all over the world. But there is another hand for the end of the days. Jesus said, he is a Jew and his disciple also. He said, I will not be back until start hearing you saying, Baruch haba b'shem Adonai. Blessed who is coming in the name of the Lord. And this verse, we start to hear it daily. Today we have more than 40,000 Messianic Jews who believe in Yeshua,
yeah,
who believe in Jesus. So what we are doing, you know, we are busy with judging others. When we judge others, we don't have time to love them. And this is our problem. And if this level, the glory of God, I want to compare with the New Testament in Matthew 8, verse 10. This centurion that, you know, Jesus met, he said to this centurion, truly I tell you, with no one in Israel have such faith like him. And both these, you know, two levels, the last two levels, they were non-Jews. They were Gentiles. Today God is calling us to be part of the family. Because he's bringing his family back again. So who we are? Which level you are standing on? I beg you, in the name of Jesus, stand with your pastor. You have a wonderful church. You know, your pastor, you know, he is not Superman. You know, we think, okay, he's going to preach Sunday, so what? How 1 hour to prepare the preach, 2 hours, and he's not busy all the week. You're doing fun, brother. You don't know how long it takes us sometimes just to know the topic that God wants us to speak about. It could take 4 hours. He is not a machine. You turn him off, he starts to preach, and you turn him off, you stop. It's a lot of work, but he needs you. You are here because to be a help. We have 4 kinds of people in the church. Some of them, they come for a show. Some of them, they come because of the community. It's very nice to be here. Some of them, they come to complain. Oh, bad music. Oh, noisy. Oh, so quiet. Oh, long preaching. Oh, short preaching. You know, these kind of people, they have problem for every solution. But there is one kind in the church that we needed in these days. That they love the Lord and they love the pastor and they love the church and they want to serve.
Yeah.
And to bring the glory of God all the way.
Yeah.
God gonna use you in an amazing way if you are ready. The Bible said that we are special. We are not Google or Microsoft or Instagram or Facebook. We are the new generation that will, you know, create another generation empty of hatred. That's what we're trying, me and Nasreen, to do. You know, to create new generation that love the Jewish people, love Israel, love the land, love all the people, love Muslims and love Christians, love everyone, because love never falls.
Yes.
This is what God is calling us. You are the light of the world. You are sitting on a hill. You are servants, and you know, you are the servants of the word of God. You are ambassadors. And prophets, you know, it's very important to know who you are. Please, I don't know which level you are standing today. This morning, go back. Ask the Lord where you want me to be. Many of us, we are still in the first level, the baby level. But God wants you to grow. And some of us, we were in the third or the second. We went back to the first. It's more comfortable. We are prophetic and not pathetic. So it's your choice today to be part of the family. I like the story in the book of Judges when, you know, the angel of the Lord. And when you read in the Old Testament, the angel of the Lord, automatically you need to know that he's talking about who? Jesus. Okay? He came to Gideon. And he said to Gideon, "Mighty hero!" Who is talking to? Which hero he's talking to? He was hiding, smashing seeds to feed the Israeli. And God said to him, "Mighty hero." You know, if I was Gideon, I would say, "Who is talking to?" And all it was, it wasn't about who Gideon is, it's about who God is. You need to know not just who you are, but who's with you. Always we blame others. This is, you know, from the beginning of the creation, when God came to Adam, he said, "Adam, where are you?" "Ah, wait, God. It's not me. It's the woman that you gave to me." "Okay, Eve, where are you?" "Oh, wait, God, it's not me. It's the snake." Blaming others. Take responsibility today. Say they're going to fix all the past. By creating a new future. God's word are not for me to edit or tinker with, but to believe and obey. When you start in this level, you're going to grow. I'm not what circumstances say that I am. I'm not what the past say that I am. I'm not what the devil says that I am. I am what God says that I am. Amen. And I'm blessed. Amen. You know, many times people said you are lucky. I'm not lucky. I'm blessed. Yes. Today, it's your choice. Really, I'm calling you from here. I came all the way from Nazareth. You know, we didn't plan for this meeting, Pastor. Really, I kid you not. We were coming just for Wednesday and leaving Thursday. Because we are very busy in this period. And when the church heard that I'm staying until Monday, it was a long discussion, but they understood, you know, they trust the pastor. So I'm here, and not coincidence, I'm here to tell you that God is going to use this church in an amazing way. Amen. And I want to finish with this. If the sea couldn't stop Moses, if the walls couldn't stop Joshua, if a giant couldn't stop David, nothing gonna stop you as a son of God to do God's will and fulfill his purpose. Today, take a step of faith. But I'm going to warn you. It's gonna be easy? No. It's gonna be hard. Yes. I'm gonna face a lot of challenges. Yes. But you're gonna make it. You know why? Because your Savior conquered the death and the devil on the cross, and he redeemed you. May God bless you all.
Thank you for listening to this Kingdom Faith podcast. We trust it's been an encouragement to you. For more information and resources from Kingdom Faith and our other audio and video podcasts, please visit www.kingdomfaith.com.